So I'm here with Jen and Anna, and they're producers for the Thanksgiving program. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
So can you tell me just a little bit about the program?
It's something that's been going on for more than 40 years. It's community members of all religions, and we come together and we sing for Thanksgiving morning. We start rehearsing about 6 weeks before Thanksgiving.
So how many songs do you have planned?
We usually do six numbers. And in particular, this year is the first time we are adding a children's chorus to the program. And so they will be a part of one of the numbers. We usually do three slower songs and then three more upbeat, sometimes spirituals, sometimes very just grateful for the country that we live in. And so it's very American folk type music.
So what can you tell me, like, what songs you're planning?
We have one. We got to remember, now you're testing us. The ones with the children we're doing is the song from Prince of Egypt. And so a lot of people are familiar with that one.
There can be miracles.
Oh, gosh,
and
I was thinking
when you believe
Hebrew
and stuff.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, they're going to be doing Hebrew. And then we're doing, we rotate a lot through the music. We have a whole library of music that the city has helped purchase that we rotate through. We're doing quite a few repeat songs and then a couple of new ones that we have this year. We always try to throw in some new ones. So,
but the main theme of all the music is the thanks and the gratitude we have to our Heavenly Father for this land that we live in and the freedoms that we enjoy.
So what would you say, like, the difficulty is for some of these songs?
Some of them are very difficult.
They are very difficult. In fact, we've had, particularly this year, some strong rhythms and things like that that have been very challenging. And sometimes that even weeds out a few volunteers that come to the choir. But they are, we have such a fantastic conductor, Kendall Nielsen, that he teaches band. He knows rhythms so well. His whole family does jazz of all sorts. And so he is so rhythmically gifted that he makes it easy for us.
And so. His wife, Elaine, plays the piano. And so they make a great team. And she plays out parts for everyone, and so we don't want to scare anyone away and say the music's too hard, because usually we'll just have one hard one each year, but they make sure we learn it. If you're dedicated and you come to the practices, you can learn it.
How long have you guys been practicing for?
6 weeks. We always do it 6 weeks, so we start mid-October. And then we practice every Sunday evening, and then we practice, our dress rehearsal is the night before Thanksgiving, Wednesday evening.
So do you have a lot of return singers?
Yes. A lot of adults and teenagers that are musically gifted, and a lot of people that just love to sing. And they're musically gifted too, but it's just the love of singing. And you know, Thanksgiving morning, when we're singing these hymns of praise and gratitude, it's overwhelming. It's been wonderful. It's a wonderful experience. I wish more people knew about it.
Yeah, we're still trying to get the word out for most people, but we have people coming from Idaho Falls. We have one lady who has come the last 2 years that is, I believe she's from Shelley. And so we have some that come from St. Anthony. We've even had in the past some from Ashton. So it just depends. But we usually have had a really good return core group of people. But we also have new ones that are constantly. We have high schoolers that come and families. I think that is the one thing about this choir, is that you can come with your children and learn and sing together. And it's very much family oriented.
So I was thinking, like, especially, I guess, for the children's chorus, then what does a rehearsal look like? How do you get all them to, you know, like, behave and learn the music?
Lots of we need, like, a sheepdog or something that might kind of bring them in, because it can be a little chaotic. But
they're great kids. They you know, we usually practice with them first. And so they can go back home with their parents or get a ride, you know, with a neighbor back home. So they don't usually stay for the full rehearsal time.
And this is our first time doing it with a children's chorus. And so we're learning, too, of what we can do and what works. And really, they are remarkable children. They are. It's going to be fabulous.
What are the age ranges for that?
The children's chorus, we tried to stick within a 7-year-old to a 10-year-old. For this one in particular, we are limited in space as far as where we can put all of the children. And so we've tried to stick within that age group, but we're hoping that this will be something that we could do again and have children again. And maybe that will change with ages and things like that.
Yeah. And this year, them being able to speak Hebrew, that was something that took someone that was a little bit older. But as far as the main choir, we have people from 14 to, I guess, 101. We don't have anybody that's 100.
but we'll take them. We'll take them.
Awesome. How many people are in the choir, do you know?
Right now, it's probably within the 100 range. Just 100 people.
Yeah, between 80 and 100. You know, some people will miss. They'll be out of town for the weekend, so they'll miss a practice. But
when everyone
in the past,
comes.
It's been larger. And then in the last few years, it's gotten smaller. And our numbers are climbing again this year. We've been happy with that.
Yeah, that's great. So I think we kind of already answered it, but how do you decide on your music?
That is something that we discuss with the conductor. In particular, he chose a piece that we're doing today, for Thanksgiving. We're doing a piece that is the Prayer of the Children, which is really common. A lot of people know that piece. But that was one that he heard and wanted to do. And then we usually try to just pick a variation of, you know, different folk songs and American composers and things like that. John Rutter's a common one that we use a lot, and just try to choose a variety that's happy for everybody.
Yeah, we all sit down in a room in the evening, and everybody brings their music that they like, and then we just
narrow it down.
Yeah, we narrow it down, and everybody's happy in the end.
Great. And so is this performance, is it part of like a bigger program? Are there other people coming, or is it just the choir?
This is an all-volunteer program. Like we said before, it's been going for over 40 years. Probably we're still trying to figure out the exact number of that. But
we have soloists. Well, there's a piano solo.
They have a variety of community members that come and do little numbers in between. But as far as this actual program being a part of another thing, the city supports it and funds the music for the most part, with things here and there. But it's all volunteer. It's just volunteers in the community that put this together every year. So it's not.
And the city funds the music, but we also borrow sometimes because we have faculty from BYUI that come and sing in the choir or perform in the choir. Sometimes we'll borrow music from BYUI. Yeah. So we get good stuff.
Yeah, we top of the crop. So,
what would you say is your favorite song that they're going to be performing this year?
Ooh, that's hard. I would say for me, Prince of Egypt is probably going to be my favorite, just because this is a new idea that we're doing, adding the children, and it's so different. And I believe it's going to be our last number. I think that's what we decided.
So, yeah.
And so I think that that's going to be our closing number. And it just, there's something about that piece and with the children singing that just while in our rehearsals has been magnificent. So.
Awesome. Do you have a favorite?
Mine is probably the same because that was the one I brought to the table. But it's a powerful song. And I think most people know it from the cartoon movie. Stephen Schwartz is a great
Composer.
And so I think it'll be powerful at the end.
We just want to remind everybody to come to the program, the Thanksgiving program. It's a community all-volunteer event. It's Thanksgiving morning, Thursday morning, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., and that's at the Rexburg Tabernacle, found on Center Street. It's right by the Madison Public Library.
Great.
So put your turkeys in the oven and come listen to the choir.
Come enjoy. It will be worth it. Promise.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.